543?
Yes, 539, accept bid of Keystone Contracting, Inc. for the Luther Road Restoration Project for $1,827,000. And 543, amend ordinance to authorize contract with the lowest responsible bidder and provide payment for construction of the Luther Road Restoration Project number E10854 in the amount of $1,827,000.
Thank you. Commissioner Fitch, do you want to?
Nope.
Give comment? Okay, we'll move right to staff.
Staff report.
Okay.
City Council, thank you. Good afternoon. Lester Spittler, Chief Procurement Officer. Here to present the Chief Procurement Officer report for this project. March 20th, 2019, council approved the authorizing ordinance number 189430 for us to competitively solicit for the project. In that ordinance, it capped the amount for which my position could sign the contract for, and that's why these two items are being read together. The amended ordinance is to do away with that cap and allow council to accept the report at the lowest responsive and responsible bid. So the estimate for this project was $1.75 million. The level of confidence was high. On April 23rd, 2019, Procurement Services opened the bids from the invitation to bid, and we received three responses. The lowest responsive bid is from Keystone Contracting, Incorporated, in the amount of $1,827,000. That bid is 4.4% over the estimate, so not too bad. The project, as usual, had a 20% aspirational goal for subcontractor and supplier utilization. Keystone Contracting is meeting that goal. They're using one certified subcontractor, and that company's name is Brenda Lee Fairbanks, DBA Daybreak Construction. They're a disadvantaged business, minority-owned business, and a woman-owned business enterprise certified with the state's office. And they will be performing flagging, excavation, soil clearing, and grubbing in the amount of $369,000. They are listed as, by the state, as a woman-owned Hispanic business. Keystone Contracting is located in the La Center, Washington, and is not a state-certified contractor. They do have a current City of Portland business tax registration and are in full compliance with all of the city's contracting requirements. I have the project manager in the audience in case there's any questions. If not, the recommendation is for council to accept the report and authorize execution of the contract.
Commissioner Udaley, you gave me the opportunity to make an opening comment. I do, in fact, have a very brief opening comment, so if I could.
The mayor is back, so you're going to have to address.
So it puts it in context, so Mayor, with your forbearance.
Yep.
This ordinance follows up on council's March 20th authorization of the Luther Road Restoration Project. Environmental Services, through this contract, will restore Johnson Creek near Luther Road to stabilize the stream bed and eroded banks. That will protect a major city asset, a 66-inch combined sewer and stormwater pipe that runs through the creek and serves the Lentz area. The restoration will also improve stream flow and salmon habitat while protecting nearby properties from erosion. Thank you.
Very good.
I move the report.
Second.
Commissioner Fish moves the procurement report. Commissioner Udaley seconds it. Any further discussion on the report? Please call the roll on the report.
Fish.
Aye.
Udaley.
Lester, I want to thank you for the additional demographic information on the MWESB contractors. I think it's something that the council and the public appreciates knowing, and I believe it's going to help dispel maybe some concerns about who exactly is represented in that category. I vote aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The report's accepted, and Commissioner, it's my understanding 543 has also been read.
Yes.
Has public testimony been taken?
Yes. We called for it.
Okay, so public testimony is done. It's an emergency ordinance. Any further discussion? Please call the roll.
Fish.
Aye.
Udaley.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. Ordinance is adopted.